It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hello there, folks. Thanks so much for coming back. Okay, so I want to get right to this because, you know, and those of you who know me or have seen me, or I live a pretty good, healthy lifestyle. But guess what? I've got some of my best friends. I'm not kidding you. These are friends that I would call in the middle of the night if I needed something, even just a shoulder to cry on, that smoke. And I know that a lot of you do too. So if you smoke, or if you got friends that smoke, listen to this segment because we're going to talk about, I always love the idea, I'm interrupting myself, but it's all right. I always love the idea of daily detox. I know that, hey, it's a great time right now. We've got a holiday season upon us, but there's often times where you can do, hey, 5 to 10 days juice fasting and or the master cleanse or whole body cleanse or you name it. You can really have intention and elevate your detoxification and get things out. It's kind of like changing the oil in your car. You got to change the oil in your body. But I always love the idea of daily detox. What every single day can you do to help get toxins out of your body? Because we have such a body burden when it comes to our modern day. And if you smoke, that is so much worse. So I'm going to talk about 6 foods that will actually help remove nicotine from your body. But before that, let's talk about the effects of nicotine because, you know, it is a very, very addictive substance. You know, have you ever wondered why smokers crave a cigarette when they're in a bad mood or in a stressful situation? It's because that little chemical, nicotine, helps people feel calmer, temporary, of course, feelings of relaxation. And the idea of sort of relieving stress, but also actually the physiological sensation of decreasing anxiety and even pain. And so it is a quick fix to get out of pain, to get out of anxiety, to get out of a lot of different things that we need to grow our tolerance for. But it is very, very, very damaging. All right. So nicotine, absolutely the first thing that happens when it gets into your body, and it's the last thing any of us needs in our modern day, is it releases that hormone that is involved in fight or flight, our stress hormone. Not cortisol, but epinephrine, okay? It's that catecholamine, that boost, all right? And it, of course, activates that part of your autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system, and your breathing becomes rapid and shallow, your heart rate increases, and your blood pressure begins to rise. These are all physiological effects. So nicotine can also lead to insulin sensitivity and insulin resistance. So endometabolic syndrome X we're talking about, as well as an increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. It is definitely a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. It affects thyroid hormone, pituitary hormone, sex hormones, adrenal hormones. Insulin resistance in a cigarette smoker, for example, may be in part because nicotine stimulates the body to produce high levels of adrenal androgens. Okay, in other words, nicotine impacts the body's glucose metabolism, leading to hyperglycemia. That's too much sugar in the blood, and hyperglycemia is associated with insulin resistance. Okay, so you are at risk right there if you smoke for type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease off the bat, just like that. But you've got little nicotinic receptors in your body, and guess what? They are extremely needy. And when they downregulate and you are not getting your nicotine, they get sort of angry almost, and you are going to want and need and have a want for that nicotine. And that's how people get addicted. But how can we get nicotine out of our body? Because if we can do that, people who want to stop smoking can do it more effectively. And I always say food is a lot in our society. It's celebrational. It's certainly emotional. People use it as a drug. It's social, but we can use it as medicine. And here are some of the top 5 foods and why that you can eat every single day if you are getting ready to kick that habit, all right? Because I think it is a habit, but for the most part as well, it is certainly something that really needs to be looked at and broken. All right, so broccoli. I love this vegetable so much. It is rich in vitamin C. It's also rich in pantothenic acid, so vitamin B5. And the biggest thing for smoking and also traveling on an airplane is it decreases and it reduces the level of vitamin C in the body. All right. And so vitamin C is probably, you know, Linus Pauling did so much work around vitamin C and elevated levels of vitamin C taken in every single day consumption, not only from food, from supplementation. You know, we have IV vitamin C that we go up to 50 grams. All right. That's a lot because it's such a wonderful water soluble protective antioxidant. Recommendations here where I live in Los Angeles, quite honestly, because of the compromised air quality, 3 grams a day, all right? 3,000 milligrams or 3 grams a day. So broccoli is rich in vitamin C, and vitamin C helps eliminate nicotine from the body. We want to get things out. That's detoxification. And it's kind of like the ebb and flow of life, I think. You know, you retox, you detox, you retox, you detox. Somebody who smokes is obviously retoxing every time they take a hit, and then detoxing perhaps when those receptor sites have a chance to downregulate, but how can we kick the habit? How can we get that nicotine out and really clear the receptor sites so there isn't that craving anymore? I think that's what's really important. Now, obviously oranges and orange juice, rich in vitamin C. You can definitely use oranges as food, as medicine. I would also increase your supplementation of vitamin C. Orange juice can be high in sugar, of course. We know that. It's natural sugar, but it's still sugar. And they are extremely important in getting nicotine out of your body, using oranges for the source of vitamin C, but also that supplementation of vitamin C would be important. If you smoke, you should know that every time you light a cigarette, the nicotine remains in your body for 3 days, okay? It's got a very powerful half-life, we call it in medicine. And nicotine also, it damages your skin. So what's great for your skin? How can we reverse that? It is carrots. Carrots and carrot juice. If you want that concentrated medicinal quality of food, juicing is how you get it. Carrot juice is good for the skin. It's also rich in vitamin A. Certainly vitamin C, vitamin K, and the B vitamins, okay? And they are proven to be efficient, and once again, getting nicotine straight out of the body. We've got to break the cycle. That's the biggest thing. We've got, if you're looking to stop smoking, we've got to break the cycle. And helping nicotine, after you've taken it in, get out of the body quicker is going to decrease, believe it or not, that habitual want. Because if we can downregulate and get those receptor sites clean instead of, hey, I need to fill up again, that's going to be, I would say, half of the battle. Cigarette smoking, we know from research that it is not only physiologically addicting, all right? So nicotinic acids, nicotine, very, very addicting substances, which we're trying right now to use food as medicine and get out, but it's also habitual. It's, hey, what do you do when you wake up in the morning? What do you do after you eat? It's this, there's a series of habits that need to be broken, all right? So sometimes part of the equation is if you're smoking non-menthol, why don't you break that habit just a little bit and actually buy menthol? If you usually light up with a lighter, break that habit and try a match. Just to start decreasing your habitualness of everything that you do, because we all know that this is not a great habit to have, okay? If we are creatures of habit, we gotta have good ones. All right, couple more. Spinach is one of the healthiest vegetables around. It's very high on the ANDI score, Aggregate Nutrient Density Index, because it's not only rich in vitamins, but also large amounts of folic acid. Very important to get nicotine out of your body. Water, I can't say enough about that. I think it's a food group all in itself, and you've gotta have at least 3 liters on board if you smoke. Flush that stuff out. Last one. The lovely little kiwi fruit. And I like to eat the skin, believe it or not. And yes, you can eat the skin. But this little miracle fruit will help you eliminate nicotine from your body for sure. Rich source of vitamin A, C, and E. And when you smoke, these levels of vitamins reduce. We've got to replete those nutrients and get the bad stuff out. All right. So stop smoking, but be gentle with yourself and try using food as medicine. We'll be right back.